There were once more than 20 operating theaters in downtown Bridgeport. They welcomed thousands of people each week, from workers just getting off their shifts at the city's factories to the kids that came every Saturday for Westerns. Today, only two are still standing, and they've been empty for 40 years. This summer, developers announced plans for a $400 million project in downtown Bridgeport. The plans include restoring one of these historic theaters. Claire Boyle reports.
I'm standing outside the Majestic Theater on Bridgeport's Main Street. A newly erected black marquee outside the theater says, "Coming soon." Across the street is an empty lot, and beside that, an abandoned restaurant. Beyond those, the interstate. A few people are walking by, but no one stops. There are lots of cars passing. Longtime Bridgeport resident Ed Scher remembers how busy it used to be.
You couldn't get up and down Main Street.
I met Scher at a Stratford nursing home called the Lord Chamberlain's Men. With friends in the recreation room, he spoke fondly of growing up in and around the movies.
You couldn't walk the sidewalks or the street. Yeah. That's how many people were downtown Bridgeport. Most everything that was going on there was consummated by the movies.
Florence Pagnozzi has lived in Bridgeport all her life. She recalls the Palace and Majestic as the most lavish of Bridgeport's movie houses.
I had my cousins coming from New Jersey to go to the movies because everything was so beautiful, wasn't it? The stairs, when you walk up, there were that marble. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Velvet curtains, everything.
Sylvester Poli opened the theaters in 1922. Poli owned 19 theaters in Connecticut by this time, and more than 30 total across the Northeast, from Washington, D.C. to Waterbury. Visitors to Poli's theaters received treatment equal to their luxurious interiors. Lou Belosi worked as an usher at Poli's Palace Theater in Waterbury during the 1960s. Belosi says ushers wore double-breasted suits and followed a strict code of conduct.
And we did not dare look over our shoulder at the movies because that was just totally forbidden.
The shows Belosi stood through consisted of more than just a single feature. You would see two features, a serial, a newsreel, and all your friends.
First floor were, if you want to call it, the money floor, the people, the older people.
That's Ed Scher again, talking with his friend, Lenny Pellegrino.
The kids and wise asses were all up on the second and third floor.
They were smooching.
During the week, the high school football coach patrolled the 9 a.m. movies looking for truants. Kids didn't always pay. Florence Pagnozzi still feels guilty today about sneaking in as a teenager.
In my life, no. We did one bad thing.
She snuck in with her little brother because he didn't have money.
He said, "Sis, come on, I'll show you what to do." The 3 o'clock, they were coming out. He said, "Let's just walk in and sit down." And we did. We saw the whole movie for 5 cents. I gave him my 5 cents anyway.
Pagnozzi returned to the theater as an adult, this time with her daughter. She says a knife fight broke out during the movie. Police asked them to leave because it wasn't safe. It wasn't like the Palace and Majestic she remembered.
They're so deteriorated now. I wish something could be done to fix them up. They said every year that they were going to do something, but that never happened.
City officials and developers hope this time will be different. Exact Capital Group has proposed a $400 million project that would restore both theaters, but not for screening movies. The Majestic would become a black box for local arts groups. The Palace would become a family recreation center and gym. The developer would then renovate the Savoy Hotel and build 3 apartment high-rises with retail space on the bottom floor. Professor Norman Garrick teaches urban planning at the University of Connecticut. Garrick says it's important for cities to build on their history in new development projects.
It's not only big bang projects, but also some small projects that restore existing building, existing fabric. So we start to restore some semblance of urban life in cities like Bridgeport.
The City Council's Contracts Committee has approved the development. It will go before the full council for a vote later this week. Claire Boyle, WSHU News.